sugya I wanted to do is a sugya in somewhere between Shabbos and Brachos. I think some of these guys can pass out, please. Pass them out, please. This interesting, yeah, you like that. There's an interesting machlokas in the Shonim. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, it's called the Beis Yosef as well as called in the Shulchan Aruch as to whether or not women are chayvin havdalah. That's the way the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. One should say women are chayvin havdalah, should not havdalah. Take a look over here at the Beis Yosef in Sif. Yes, Chet, I'm going to tell you. Simon Reish Sadi Bob at the end. The new Beis Yosef tells you where the Shulchan Aruch will be in terms of Sif. So the it says as follows: Kostev or Chaschaim, the Shita called the Or Chaschaim. It says as follows: Nashin Em Avdilus Latzman Din Havdalah Tuluya Bishmir Shabbos El Barabbanan Kosmucha Asmachu Akra. Rav Rabbi Yona Kostev to Kishem Shchayev for Kiddush Chayev for Havdalah. Are women Chayev in Havdalah? Yes or no? Machlokas in the Rishon. Says the Rabbi Yona, yes, just like the Chayev for Kiddush. And says the Or Chaschaim, no, they're parted from Havdalah. So the question that we're going to analyze today is really what's behind this machlokas. Why would you say the chayv? Why would you say the pater? What's behind this machlokas? You have both said, first glance, if you're analyzing the shayla on your own, we're going to chayv and havdalah, yes or no, what would you say? First glance, what would the initial starting point be? What would you say at first glance? Yeah. The svara, or maybe even, what would be the first principle that pops into your mind in terms of analyzing a shayla? Mitzvotei Zman Grama, whenever you talk about women, the first question you should ask is it an example of mitzvah sefei shas man grama or not? We're all familiar with this, a famous principle called mitzvah sefei shas man grama, that women are potter. They're exempt from mitzvahs that are totally in time, called time-bound mitzvahs, mitzvahs that time triggers them. So for example, can you lift up a lulav now? No, it's not a mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah sefei shas man grama. Could you blow shofar now? No, it's a mitzvah sefei shas man grama. Could you put tefillin on Shabbos? No, it's a difference in mitzvah sefei shas man grama. That being the case, at first glance, what would someone say about Havdalah? Alpi Pashtas? Well, the Chart mitzvah that they should have non-grama. Today's Thursday, you can't make Havdalah on Thursday. You make Havdalah on Shabbos. Maybe you have 3 days until Tuesday, the end of the week, if you miss it. Okay, but Wednesday, you can't make Havdalah. Thursday, you can't make Havdalah. You sure can't make Havdalah on Shabbos. Friday. So the Chart is a great example of what we call the mitzvah that they should have non-grama. Alpi Pashtas. What would you say? Women are chai, women are butter? Potter and stand the sheet of the Orchis. However, Shitas like the Rebbe Yon who says that you're chayiv in Derech Agav, the Rambam as well. Shitas who believe that you're chayiv in Havdalah, women are chayiv in Havdalah rather, so that obviously you're going to have to answer one question. Why don't we say Mitzvah Nan Rama, correct. No. What would you tie in? If I told you there's a Shita called the Rebbe Yon who believes apparently somehow we style up or get around, circumvent the problem of Mrs. Tzvishah's non-grama. It's not a problem. What would you say?
Well, maybe because women are chayim and Shabbos and they're not allowed to be either.
Exactly. The Gemara in the Sefer Brachos on Daf Kaf, we'll read it in a few minutes, says, you passed out the Gemara? Did she see the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay? Just feel free to take a sheet of Gemara. We'll read it in a second. The Gemara in the Sefer Brachos on Daf Kaf explains why women are chayiv in Kiddush. The Mishnah says, if I'm not mistaken, that women... No, the Mishnah doesn't say. The Gemara says that women are chayiv in Kiddush. The Gemara explains why women are chayiv in Kiddush. There's a zahar of a shamar connection called sheyeshin of a shmir, yeshin of a shmir. Whoever's chayiv in shmir is chayiv in shmir. And as Ilan Griba correctly explains, l'chora, women are chayvin kiddush, but zachar v'shamar. What is shamar? The low tassays. Just like women can't drive a car, just like women can't do borer, do merake, do kosei, can't do any of the 39 malachos. So too, she's chayvin yassays, and one of the yassays is, that being the case, what would one suggest about Havdalah? Maybe it's a mitzvah, say she has non-grama, but still, it's Shabbos, called Sheyeshin of Mishmira. Called Sheyeshin of Mishmira, Yeshin of Mishmira. Called Sheyeshin of Mishmira, Yeshin of Mishmira. Whoever has Shmira has Mishmira. Therefore, since Havdalah is a Shabbos mitzvah, women should therefore be Chayim. A Okay. Now I have to figure out why what? Back according to the Orach Chaim, why they would be. What? Why would that be? Why would you say we're going to from Abdel? Again, if you know, from Abdel, why would you say Pater? Isn't it a great example of a Shabbos mitzvah? What would you say here? Maybe it's not a Shabbos mitzvah. Why is it not a Shabbos mitzvah? At first, we'll see. We'll see in a second. But first, of course, it takes place after Shabbos. And therefore, the machlokas really boils down to what, Shaila? Is Havdalah a Shabbos mitzvah, or is it a Saturday night mitzvah? It's Ma'avdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, the Shabbos mitzvah is a Chol mitzvah. Now, the way the Prima Garden, the way the Mishnah Brewer seems to explain this machlokas is exactly that. On one hand, it takes place after Shabbos. On the other hand, it's a Shabbos in its orientation. And therefore, that's proof of the machlokas. How do we determine whether mitzvah sensation has non-grama? How do we determine whether it's a Shabbos mitzvah or if it's not a Shabbos mitzvah? It's a nafkamina mitzvah sensation has non-grama. How do we know if it's a Shabbos mitzvah or a Moti Shabbos mitzvah? It depends. If one Shita says it's a Shabbos mitzvah, the Rebbein Yonah says it's a Shabbos mitzvah because look at the Mahus of the mitzvah. It's about Shabbos. The whole purpose of Abdullah is to show covered Shabbos and Shabbos leaves probably, etc., etc. Alternatively, one could say, no, since it takes place, Moti Shabbos takes place Saturday night, therefore what? It's a Motzi Shabbos mitzvah. Now that'd be Hezber number one, that's the Mashmos, the Prima Gadim, and the Mishnah Berurah both learned, that it depends upon whether it's a Shabbos mitzvah or a Motzi Shabbos mitzvah, and that Shaila boils down to if it's played on Shabbos or Motzi Shabbos. Yeah? It's definitely a mitzvah, but one may say a little bit differently, I think what you're trying to say. Whether or not it's a Shabbos mitzvah or not a Shabbos mitzvah might not depend upon whether we look at the Mahus HaMitzvah or the time it's performed. Everyone looks at the Mahus HaMitzvah. Everyone looks at the makeup of the mitzvah, its intrinsic nature. Everyone looks at the essence. What is it all about? The Shaila is it a... And still is it a Shabbos mitzvah or most of the Shabbos mitzvah, right? It'd be a Shabbos mitzvah because its orientation is governed Shabbos. Alternatively, it might not be a Shabbos mitzvah because the goal is not to show, maybe not to show covered Shabbos, but maybe to distinguish between Shabbos and Chol. And even though one can really do it in that Kachan Tanu, etc., whatever, nonetheless, the goal of Havdalah is not per se a mitzvah of covered Shabbos. It's not to show you what Shabbos is, it's to distinguish between two time periods. It's to show you the whole, the nature of the mitzvah, not of covered Shabbos, the mitzvah that's ma'avdil, it's a havdalah. And therefore the machlokas may depend upon whether or not it's a Shabbos mitzvah or a motzi Shabbos mitzvah. However, not the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim outlined it as to, do we follow the nature of the mitzvah or do we follow the time and when it's accomplished, it's performed. But rather, everyone agrees we follow the nature of the mitzvah. And the question is it a Shabbos nature or is it a Moti Shabbos in its nature? Essentially, we had one major mahalach which broke up into two. The major mahalach in this machlokas is the major svara, the major hakira over here is whether or not the mitzvah of Havdalah is a Shabbos mitzvah or a Moti Shabbos mitzvah. The reason why you would say it's a Shabbos mitzvah is based upon two assumptions: A, you follow its nature. And B, its nature is a Shabbos mitzvah. And when we say no, it's a Moti Shabbos mitzvah because A, you don't follow its nature, we follow the time and when you perform it. For in Achinami, I agree, you follow the nature. However, the nature is not a Shabbos nature, rather it's a Moti Shabbos nature. That's really Mahalach number one, A and B. The Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadim on one hand, the Kiva on the other, as the Mas, Machlokas, the Rabbi Yonah, and the Rambam. Versus the Orach Chaim. So far, so good. Question. Yeah, what's that? Most likely that coast is the Rabbanan. The good chance the whole tradition of Havdalah is the Rabbanan. That's not what we're talking about. And even if you believe that Havdalah is the Raisa, it's very difficult to imagine that doing it on the coast is the Raisa. One could develop such an argument, but it's probably incorrect. To tell you how to do it. In other words, in the machlokas, by kiddush by the egg, there are three days. most Rishonim believe the Rambam is one of the days comes from that could die in the week and the bits of Kiddushes and it's just to say it, the whole Kosev Rambam. There's another day in Tosa and Avzan is supposed to do it on the Kosev right, and the drinking Rambam. And if not mistaken, the Gra quotes Rishonim, I've never found who they were. The Gra on Shulchan Aruch, not mistaken. Someone on Shulchan Aruch, one of those again, I think it's the Gra. He said, I know it's even cheaper that that the whole thing is that rice, you can drink it that rice. So most people believe that the coast is Rabbanah by Kiddush. And the fact that many of you believe that Havdol itself is Rabbanah makes it one step more removed. But I guess it could be, but in any event, we're trying to go with that. Yeah, the Yisrael Chila for sure had it as that rice. That's got that for sure. I want to know if that rice would come with Havdol. The eating for sure is a bit Rabbanah. You know, that you shouldn't forget, you shouldn't lack of comfort to Abdullah, it's one of those things. Yeah, hey.
What about that you're already saying, you're already like, including yourself in the memorial, and you have
to have another time? Well, now there's another question of what is the purpose of the two Abdullahs? What do each one accomplish? Which is the mitzvah of Abdullah? Fair question. It's not really what I want to discuss right now, but it's worthwhile noting that the point to look at. However, there's a whole nother mahalak. Different from the first one that we just developed in terms of this machlokas. And it's a very subtle point that you have to pick up on. Let's take a look at the Gemara Masechet Brachot. If we read it carefully, we'll see if someone can pick up a great textual nuance that the Kibbe Eger picked up on. Let's take a look at the Gemara Brachot. Brachot Babkaf from the base, Amr of Adab or Ahava. See the Gemara, it's right after two dots, about a quarter, or maybe a third, probably about a quarter down the page. You see that first one line is Grum and Dami Kamash, come on, two dots. You guys got it? Give it a Gemara. Okay, that's 40 in the same name as well. Make use of it. Anyone see that on the page? You got it? Not 40. Okay, let's go. Says the Gemara. Armor of Adab Barab. Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. We've had one mitzvah women? Kiddush. Dvar Torah. And we have on one level? Mina Torah. Right to Gemara. Amai. Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Gram. Uvachom Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Gram. And Noshim. Duros. Women should die. Our initial question was what? About Havdol. This is by Kiddush. It's Mitzvah Zeh Shazman Gram. And to the Gemara. Amra Bai Midrabana. What did the Bai say? What's going to be weird about this? The only criteria of all those things. I'm a Rava, now back to Bible. V'hadvar Torah Kama. What's the problem? Yeah, it's a very, very difficult answer for the standard of Bible. How do I know that we're going to have a Kiddush D'Oraisa answer the Bible? They're only going to use Rabban, and that's how I know. Difficult because the only thing we wanted to know is how to have a Kiddush D'Oraisa, and you didn't answer that. Exactly how Abaye reads is worthwhile to think about, but not right now. What about having in mind? Maybe Abaye was changing it. He didn't mean for Torah, meant Rabban. Maybe. Maybe Abaye somehow thought that there was a very small gap between Daraisa and Rabban. I don't know exactly what. That's Kasha number one, Rabbi. It's almost shocking that Abaye, it's such a strong Kasha, it's almost shocking that Abaye said Rabban. Then the second Kasha is, I think, such a weak Kasha, it's shocking that Rabbi even asked it. He says, but oh, Homish has saying the Chayvihu Midrabana, it's Ben Kasha.
What does it say the Chayvihu Midrabana?
Yeah, in other words, what? In other words, if they're Pachim and Darais and the Chayvihu Midrabana, if the woman is Pachim and Tish, Darais and Chayvihu Midrabana, is that true by all mitzvot? She don't know if Bayan can just defend himself? By saying, no, it's only true by Kiddush. What was Rabbi thinking here? Well, just because the Rabbanan created a chiyuv of the Rabbanan, you know, by Kiddush, must by everywhere? It's a funny thing. What did Rabbi have in mind? So the first kasha is such a good kasha, I couldn't imagine what Rabbi was thinking. The second kasha is such a weak kasha, I can't imagine what Rabbi was thinking. Okay? We have to share some time off the one that came out properly, we'll get back to it. That's not my business. My business is the next. Ella on the Rabba, Rabba also offers an alternative explanation as to why women are chayvim kiddush. Like what Elon Gerbach quoted earlier on, Amar Kra, Zachar v'Shamar, the Pasuk says one place Zachar and one place Shamar. Kol sheyeshu v'shmira, yeshu v'tchila. Whoever's chayvim, shmira is chayvim, shmira v'hani nashi, hold his v'shmira, is Nehu, is Bechira. Whoever is Chayiv and Shmira is Chayiv and Shmira, and whoever is Chayiv and Shmira rather is Chayiv and Bechira. And women who are Chayiv and Shmira are Chayiv in Bechira. What we took out of this Gemara is that whoever is chayv in the low tateis of Shabbos is chayv in the ateis of Shabbos, and then we discussed whether or not Havdalah is a ase of Shabbos or a chol mitzvah. There's a very, very subtle but important assumption that we were making that if you can put your finger on it, you can say, hey, maybe it's not true and have a whole other mouth. You following? In other words, what I just said, what Ilan Grubov just deduced from this Gemara, although it's the way most people learn the Gemara, most Rishonim, most Sefarim, most people learn the Gemara, nonetheless, it's really lying on a very subtle assumption that if you can put your finger on it, you'll have done something very good. The Yehuda asked the following question. When we say kol shteichin of the Shmira, yesh the Shmira, how would you translate the word Shmira? Below Tav says, take a look at Rashi. Rashi the Reman kol Shmira, what does Rashi the Shmira? Rashi says, below Tav sem alach. Okay, what is Shmira then? L'chore it's the opposite, the opposite. It's interesting to note that Rashi never defines what the Shmira is. Either because it's so obvious it's the inverse of the low tass days, or maybe what? Maybe Zechira is something totally different. Kibaker clarifies as follows. Does Zechira mean all the ass days, or maybe specifically? Kiddush. After all, what's the Gemara talking about? Women being chayiv in all the ass days of Shabbos? No, the Gemara is talking about women being chayiv in Kiddush. What's the source that's mechayiv a person in Kiddush? The answer is? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. Rabbi Kiva wants to know whether or not the Shomer B'Zachar connection means whoever is chayv in the Lotat is chayv in all the assays, option one. However, option two is very creative. Maybe it's very subtle. Maybe it's whoever is chayv in the Lotat is chayv in specifically Kiddush. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva, if I'm not mistaken, concludes it's the former pshat, it's the standard pshat. However, Rabbi Soloveitchik came along later on and said he wasn't so sure it was so possible. For example, women, are they chayiv in the Gimel Sudos? So if I'm not mistaken, there's a shita in Achronim that says no. But Ruba of Achronim and all the Arishonim that I know say yes. The women are chayiv to have Gimel Sudos on Shabbat. The Ran in Masechet Shabbos, in the Daf Harif, I think it's on them days, I wouldn't swear, quotes a machlokas as to why that's true. Why are women chayiv mitzvah in the Gimel Sudos? Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam suggests it's because of the principle, mitzvah saseh, shaz, I'm sorry. Even though they should be part of the course of mitzvah saseh, shaz, man, grum, but there's an overriding factor called ah, hein, hayu, ba'oso, hanes. The Gemara never extended to the Gimel Sudas. The Gemara limits its principle, or it only applies it to three specific cases. Megillah, Hanukkah, which area?
The
Dalet Kosos. The Gemara three times in Shas says it's a principle called Av Hein Hayuvos Hanes, and it's the Chayav Woman in Megillah, it's the Chayav Woman in Neres Hanukkah, it's the Chayav Woman in Megillah and Dalet Kosos. Argues Rabbeinu Tam, just because the Gemara only mentioned it three times doesn't mean it's limited to those specific three times. There are others who believe it's after those three. If I'm not mistaken, there's Narami Rundberg that thinks it's only if it's a huge salvation. These are three examples of huge salvation. The Moshe Soloveitchik believes it requires mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa, and Alpi Pasha is the only mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa. Although I once saw that a salvation trying to defend his father, maybe not that's Pursume Nisa, but that's a very big thing. So big that I have to believe it's true. But argues have been time well loved after these three mitzvahs. There are many, many mitzvahs where Afghan and Bosmanes applies to, and one of them is Gimel Sudos. The Ran, right after the quote of time, says, I don't understand why the Rabbeinu Tam is running to Afghan and Bosmanes to be Machayim and Gimel Sudos. There's a much more simple reason, which is Exactly. Kol sheyeshnu b'shama yeshnu b'zachar. L'chora, that should be mechayev them to eat gimel sudos. And by the way, the exact same conversation between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran occurs not just by gimel sudos, but by lechem mishnah. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's a nace. The fact that they ate man from the sky, the man is what's mechayev us and lechem mishnah as well as gimel sudos. It's afeina yibos on nace. Women also derived benefit. They were also beneficiaries of the nace of the man. And says the Ran, yeah, maybe, but that's not really the most direct point. Why not be mechayev them across up kol sheyeshnu b'shama yeshnu b'zachar? Now that question the Ran asks is a bam kasha. You know what my salvation answered? What? So, maybe from Rabbi Vegas first, but maybe the machlokas the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam is gufa Rabbi Vegas chakiva. The Rabbeinu Tam was not willing to say kol sheyeshnu b'shama yeshnu b'zachar outside of kiddush because Zachar meant Kiddush. Maybe Zachar also means Havdalah. I'm assuming now it does only mean Havdalah. Rambam, but Zachar means Kiddush and Havdalah. Also means not be Kiddush. The Rambam discussed it by Kiddush, but not be Pashat. That's the only way to go. And therefore, you can't say Zachar v'shamar by Gimel Sudos. Rather, what do you have to suggest instead? Afein and Aram thought, like with the Vegas, and the Rov Achronim, that Rov people swore that what? No, that Afein is not needed because you have Kol Sheyeshnu B'Zachar, Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shamar B'Zachar connection. And this Machlokas, the Ran versus the Rabbeinu Tam, they group would be totally under the Kivager's suggestion. You know what else might be a Nafka Mina? Havdalah. If Zachar means specifically Kiddush and not all the mitzvahs I say, then what? Then women would not be chayv in Havdalah, assuming Havdalah is important to Zachar. Again, debatable for this to be now. Maybe Zachar means not the Mitzvah Aseis, and not even Havdalah. It means only Kiddush. In which case, the women would be what from Havdalah? Alternatively, Yoruch Haschayim. However, alternatively speaking, maybe one could suggest no. Zachar is the most partial pshat, where it includes everything, not just Mitzvah, not just specifically what, not just the Mitzvah of. Not just the mitzvah of Kiddush, but of everything, and that's the second way of being mad in this machlokas. And therefore, we have three chakiras, but two predominant ones. The one with the breakup one is the machlokas about Havdalah, a Shabbos mitzvah, or a Moshe Shabbos mitzvah. Or how about that's one? And then there was a breakup of the Mishnah Berurah, the people God, the verse of the Akiva had suggested. Alternatively, the machlokas is not about the nature of Havdalah, but rather about the nature of mitzvah Seishas Nangrama. And methodologically speaking, if you ever want to have a situation where there's a machlokas as to whether or not mitzvah satei shas dan grama applies to Havdalah, that's going to depend upon the nature of either mitzvah satei shas dan grama, that's the Kivager question, the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, or about the nature of Havdalah. Before I carry it on and explain another beautiful little insight that the Salvation had to the Sheet, don't receive any questions. I got you. Good luck, you with me?
Yeah.
Are you following? How are you doing, Ran? You good, yeah? Gabby, you hear you with me? Stand up, you guys. Okay? Hey, are you following? What? Where did I lose you? Should I go back and tell you something? You just want to give up? You listen to it later. Okay. Dave, I'll catch up after this, whatever you said. Now, if you think about the second Hakira, the Kivagas Hakira, where the way of formation, in the Machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. At first glance, which Shita makes more sense than the Kivagas Hakira? Yeah, the reason why, what we intuitively just thought that Zachar meant. Yeah. And again, from Rashi, again, it's not clear. Rashi points out only Shema doesn't translate Zachar. It's because it's obvious that it's the verse, or because it's obvious that. It's only Kiddush. I mean, Rashi only had to translate Shema because what the heck is Shema? Oh, everything. Zachar, I know what it is. It's Kiddush, as we're talking about. It's tough to know which way Rashi learns. I can see either one in Rashi. But Mrs. Vara, why in the world would anyone say that Kiddush has some specific linkage to the other mitzvot, opposed to the Lotus, more than any other mitzvah? Meaning, the standard shot that Sean means everything is dark means everything is great.
Because?
This, what's the rhyme of reason? There's an integrated kedusha of Shabbos. It's not that there are two separate kedushas hayom, one of the lowest and one of the highest. There is one halachic entity called Shabbos, and it's indivisible. You can't break it in parts. You can't have one, not the other. The same way you'll never find a person who has a, who can't do Borer, but can do Choresh, because only part of Shabbos applies to them. There's no such thing as part of Shabbos. Shabbos is an all or nothing entity. It's an all or nothing enterprise. There's no such thing as dividing Shabbos and dividing part and not the other part. So too, you can't distinguish, you can't separate the low kaseis of Shabbos from the assets. Either having all of Shabbos or not. And women who are chayiv the lo taseis, the male who are chayiv all of Shabbos, because the assets and lo taseis are integrated. There's one kedushas hayom which incorporates both the assets and lo taseis. And therefore, the question comes: what? Nu rabbi, what's the question? What is the logic to say that the lo taseis are somehow linked to specifically what? Kiddush. Manish tana kiddush milk we call a mitzvah. Why is Kiddush different from every other mitzvah? L'chora, maybe make it the Lo Taseis a link to Gimel Sudos. Maybe make it a link to Havdalah. Maybe make it a link to Onik Shabbos. There's so many mitzvahs on Shabbos. Why did you choose specifically Kiddush to link up to all other mitzvahs? I'll make you figure out yourself. You know what you think? Yeah, but we're sharpening a little bit better. I'll make you get it. If a person, let's say, goes to sleep Erev Shabbos and wakes up Motzei Shabbos, do they violate any Lo Taseis? No. If I take my wallet out of my pocket right now, my cell phone on the table, my keys are on the table, right now, am I keeping Shabbos? I'm breaking Shabbos. Well, I guess I'm being recorded over here, but let's just say I wasn't being recorded. I'm keeping Shabbos. However, I'm not really keeping Shabbos. A, it's not Shabbos. B, it's just by chance. If a person is shoveis on Shabbos, a person has a shvisa sheni b'keret. The person by chance doesn't just happen not to do the melacha. It's true he didn't violate anything, but he didn't accomplish what's called a shvisa on keret. In other words, one may have passively and even coincidentally or haphazardly not done any melacha, but in order to give meaning or give more meaning, to give more significance to your shvisa, you know what's required? A shvisa hanikeres. It has to be clear and understood why you're being shoveis, why you're refraining from halacha. Right now I'm refraining from halacha, but it's irrelevant. We want to show it's relevant. You know what the best gesture is? The most symbolic way of declaring my shvisa meaningful, significant, purposeful. What's the best way to take my shvisa and make it nikeres? You know what the answer is? Kiddush. Kiddush is the paradigmatic example, the best way. It's the perfect way of saying what I'm about to rest for the next day. It's not random, it's not arbitrary, it's not that hazard. It's because it's Shabbos. Because I care about the Lo Taseis. If that's the case, we have two great mahalchim. Lechora had an imagine with Machlokas, Rabbi Yona versus the Yorchas Chaim. Omen Chayav Rekotter in Sukkah, Omen Chayav Rekotter in Havdalah, because of the nature of Havdalah, because of the nature of Yitzhak Zandrum. Maybe the first Hakir, which the Buddha people thought was correct. Maybe the one that Salvechik thought was correct. I don't think that Salvechik actually tied it into it, Machlokas, he suggested. Who's right? Tough enough. However, if you look at the text carefully, I think it's shtickle, maybe more than shtickle, megala, that the first mahalach is right. Whether it's Mishnah Berurah or Megillah or the Kiva, the first mahalach is correct. Look again, it's Aikos, the Yorah, it's Chayiv Nashi, name of Yilz Atman, the Ein Havdul Havdalah Tuluya Bishmira Shabbos. You know what that means? Ein Havdalah Tuluya Bishmira Shabbos, what does it mean? It's a Motzei Shabbos mitzvah, it's not a Shabbos mitzvah. El Rabbanan Atzmuchu Akra, the fact that there's a Pasuk is just that there is a Snachta. Rabbi Yona, because if the Kishem Shachayav is B'Kiddush, Chayav is B'Havdalah, what are you saying? Just like the Chayav in Kiddush, which is the example of the Dachar, the Shamar, That's exactly the source of Dach Rav Shammah, so to the Chayav in Abdallah. Therefore, you get the impression that Machlok is not the second Mahalakha, that the nature of Mitzvah Seishet Mangrama, whether it refers to all Mitzvahs or specifically Kiddush, rather the Machlok is Alpi Pashas is much more about whether Abdallah is a Shabbos Mitzvah or a Motzi Shabbos Mitzvah. However, the conceptual analysis, although it may not be relevant to this specific machlok, because in the order of the Rosh Hashanah, maybe to other Rishon who believe it's based upon this svar. And if not, at least we understand the machlok is the Ran versus the Meir Talmud, Gabi Gimel Sudos. All right?